KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, I think we actually talked about the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences decision recently to try to make the Oscar telecast rate higher. It did the worst it's ever done last year. It has been a long struggle. ABC, which broadcasts it, that's Disney in other words, has been very unhappy with the ratings. And the Academy can't be happy either since this is their big event. So they came up with this plan to try to make it move along faster. And one key element that immediately proved very controversial was the idea of a most popular movie award. And they did not explain what that meant. And nobody could figure out what it meant.
And it turns out that they still can't figure out what it means because they announced on Thursday that they are abandoning that, at least temporarily. They say it's being postponed because it merits more study, which basically means it's never coming back. I think this is just an example of how the Academy does not know how to operate a modern award show. They obviously got pressure from ABC because ABC is saying, make the movies more relevant to a broader audience. So they did a knee-jerk reaction announcement that they're going to have all of a sudden a new popular Oscar. And all of a sudden you have all these members and people on Twitter saying, you know, how dare you? You're cheapening your award show. And they could never figure out how to do this in a way that would satisfy all people and do it in a timeline that would be ready for this March's ceremony. And I think this is dead.
Well, yes, it seemed unfair to people. For example, Black Panther, you know, they had tried, I should say, to get more popular movies into the nomination category by making it up to 10 Best Picture choices. Many people think Black Panther could be one of those, 9 or 10 or however many, fill up that category eventually. It's not a fixed number. But then if you create a most popular, do you suddenly shift a movie that has meant a lot to a lot of people into a lesser category? I mean, that would not be well received. So, yeah, I tend to agree with you. I can't think of a way to make this work. What's surprising is they announced it without knowing. One of the other things that they are doing, however, they say that 6 to 8 categories now will be presented during commercial breaks. And, you know, those are the categories that are crafts categories and maybe the 3 short film categories, which is, you know, something that has been pushed back on very hard by the members of those guilds because this is their moment. They've worked very hard and they may win an Oscar and they would like to be able to say, you know, thank their parents on TV. But it takes up time. So the Academy is now going to try at least to say we're going to do those during the commercial breaks and we'll come back with some little recap of the presentation after the commercial break. I don't know how well that will sit.
And this is the part of the Academy's announcements that I think is smart. I mean, the Grammys have done it. The Emmys do it. Other award shows have done this kind of thing. And I think it's high time that the Academy recognizes that they have a television broadcast to produce. And it's not just an industry award show. So people will get their mention, but hopefully they'll fill the broadcast with more accessible and interesting stuff.
We'll see. Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2 o'clock on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.